Last week, we were talking about kimchi, the Korean-style fermented cabbage. Is there any relationship between sauerkraut and kimchi?
Historically, kimchi is probably the ancestor of sauerkraut. The way of preserving cabbage through fermentation with the addition of salt and spices and other vegetables started in the East and traveled west and became the sauerkraut we know it now with the Tatars, with the Mongolians who took over what is now Eastern Europe in about the 13th or 14th century.
Why do we so associate sauerkraut with Germany or with Poland, with Middle Europe?
Because it's a really, you know, it's an enormous crop there. And as a way to preserve the food for the winter, turning all of that cabbage into sauerkraut is really easy.
How easy is it? How do you do it?
I refer to sauerkraut as the gateway pickle because it really, all it requires is cabbage and salt, nothing else. You need a clean container to keep it in, but there are no other additions you need to make in order to make sauerkraut. All you do is you take the cabbage. You want to choose firm heads that aren't soft and where all of the leaves are really tightly packed together. You want to take off the outer few leaves. You want to shred it to whatever thickness you prefer your final sauerkraut to be. And then you mix it in a ratio of 1 to 40 salt to cabbage, working in smaller amounts since most people aren't going to make a 40-pound batch with 1 pound of salt. It's about 3 tablespoons to 5 pounds of cabbage. And you just mix that up, put it into some kind of a crock or container, a food-safe plastic bucket works as well. Push it down as hard as you can, either with your fist or a wooden spoon, and wait.
How do you know when it's ready?
When you like the way it tastes. Pretty much you can let it go, and I recommend keeping it in a relatively warm place, 68, 70 degrees. Taste it after 4 or 5 days, and keep tasting it every couple of days. Skim any scum that appears on the top off and get rid of it.
Oh, that sounds scary.
It's not. Mold and scum and things in terms of fermentation, it's sort of part of the natural way that it works.
I see you're considering a fermentation festival at Brooklyn Kitchen.
Yes, at the Brooklyn Kitchen, we're having a fermentation festival the week of March 15th, and we will be having classes and events related to fermentation ranging from sauerkraut to beer making, pickling of different types, kombucha.
What's your favorite way of eating sauerkraut?
I would say I'd have to answer that I have two favorite ways of eating sauerkraut. One is raw right out of the jar or right out of the crock.
Okay, you're a very special person.
depending what you put in it, it is absolutely delicious. One of my favorite things to put in is apples and ferment apples with it. It gives it a real interesting sweetness, and then the apple slices actually also become pickled in the brine and keep their crunch. But the sweetness kind of moves more into the cabbage from the apples, and so the apples have a really interesting flavor.
Oh, that
sounds
neat. Aren't juniper berries used too?
Juniper
in
berries.
Sauerkraut?
There are a lot of different things that you can add. Things that I've added or seen added to sauerkraut include juniper berries, caraway seeds, hot peppers, dried or fresh, dried orange peel, bay leaves, apple.
The orange peel sounds interesting.
Carrots, turnips, parsnips, other root vegetables, which can all be fermented on their own in the same manner of putting them in brine. But if you mix them in with the sauerkraut, it can kind of add a different flavor to them.
And we have a recipe from Brooklyn Kitchen for sauerkraut and chicken. It's on our website, wnyc.org. Click on the culture page. Harry Rosenblum from Brooklyn Kitchen and The Meat Hook, thanks so much.
Thank you, Amy.